This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is Bike to Work Day, and thousands of Coloradans are pedaling to their jobs. One of them is Rachel Arthur of Denver's Sloan's Lake neighborhood. She says her new e-bike makes her 7-mile commute across town a lot of fun.
And along this Cherry Creek Trail, it's so beautiful, and you're not as stressed being in traffic. So I really have found that it's just a better way to get to work.
There are dozens of pop-up stations around the state with water, beer, and other goodies for cycling commuters. The event is sponsored by local governments to encourage healthier forms of transportation. A Denver park home to the Chicano movement will be preserved forever thanks to the city council. This week, officials voted to make La Raza Park a historic cultural district. The designation preserves several features of the park, but allows certain renovations to the space, such as a new playground. The park has been a vital community hub since the early 1900s. It's most famous for being the epicenter of the Chicano movement, which sought to expand civil rights and promote cultural identity and expression. Manitou Springs is under water restrictions for the next 2 days due to excessive rainfall and snowmelt pushing sediment into the water supply. City officials say the excessive sediment continues to add pressure to its water treatment facilities. This is the second time this summer that Manitou Springs has implemented water restrictions. Residents were asked to conserve water after heavy runoff from rain slowed treatment in May. Montezuma County health officials have confirmed a human case of plague. They are investigating. Plague is bacteria passed on most often through fleas or contact with wild animals. Sometimes human-to-human spread can happen through cough droplets. This is CPR News and KRCC. Much of the state has seen a sunny start to the day, but could see a rainy end to it. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range this evening.